This is Ozarks at Large for the final day of 2012, Monday, December 31st, 2012. I'm Kyle Kelms, and with me for the entire show is Kevin Kinder. Kevin is covers music for Northwest Arkansas newspapers. Welcome back.
It's nice to be here.
We've done this for a while now.
I was trying to think of this. I think it's the third or fourth year.
It is. We bring in our own personal top 10. I don't call them best of lists. I call it my favorite list, because you get into muddy waters when you say
that's
the
right. These are albums, at least for me, that I feel like I'm going to be listening to for a long time.
And over the course of this program, we'll also talk about some of our favorite live shows that we saw this year, many of them in this area. I'm going to ask you about a guilty pleasure that isn't on the list. Maybe you don't admit to everybody, but you're going to admit to everybody that you listened to this year. And we'll also maybe have a wish list, a post-Christmas wish list of who we'd like to see live in Northwest Arkansas, the Arkansas River Valley, in the next 12 months. All right?
Wonderful.
And I have to begin by saying I'm cheating, because my top 10 list has 11, and I'll explain when we get
there. Oh, come on, Kyle.
You'll be okay with the reasoning. You'll be okay with the reasoning. I'm going to start with my number 10 of 2012, my favorite. I've had previous CDs by this fellow on my list before. I saw him live this year. Dr. John, a New Orleans legend, he had a new CD called Lockdown. It's funky. It's very New Orleans. He's in his 70s now, but he's lost nothing.
I've heard good things about the album. I can't say I spent much time with it. My number 10? Or was that your number 11, Kyle?
That's 10. Okay. That's 10. Okay. We'll explain
all right
later.
My number 10 is Shearwater's Animal Joy. If you're a Shearwater fan, this one will... You'll be a fan of it as well. It's, you know, Jonathan Meberg from Okkervil River sort of split off from that group to form Shearwater. And it's a little bit softer, a little bit more piano-driven. And this one's really nice, too. It's a really gorgeous record. It's also sometimes dark, which fits the mold for Shearwater. But it's a brilliant album, and it's sort of introspective piano folk songs.
Born inside the gates of the family, hardened by a Roman machinery, custom among the building sites, the coiling wires, the shots collected, called out in the wake of a letter held inside the family gathering, mirrored beams and dog-like streets.
Okay, my number 9. This shocks exactly zero people on the planet. Bruce Springsteen, Wrecking Ball.
I was raised out of steelhead swamps in Jersey some misty years ago. Through the mud and the beer, the blood and the cheers, I seen champions come and go. So if you got the guts, mister, if you
have to take this, you know, with the understanding that I'm a huge Bruce Springsteen fan, saw him twice this year in New Orleans and Kansas City, but it's a strong CD, and I think the testament to its strength is that whether it was after a hurricane, whether it was after another natural disaster, you heard people of all stripes wanting to hear the songs like Wrecking Ball and We Take Care of Our Own. You heard it during presidential campaign, and so he's still, at 66 years old, resonating with a large amount of people.
I would be surprised if you didn't include him. My number 9 album is by a Cleveland band called The Cloud Nothings. And this is a noise rock record called Attack on Memory. They remind me a little bit of Sonic Youth or, you know, someone in that vein. It's a little bit power pop. There's some hooks there, but it's a lot of it's noise. I think my favorite song on that record is called Our Plans. So the album is Attack on Memory by The Cloud Nothings.
We come to number 8, and this is why I have 11, my number 8 slot. When I was making out the list, number 8, what I originally was going to have for number 8, I discovered was actually released in late 2011, though I did not find it till 2012. So I inserted.
Okay.
First, I'll tell you what I inserted. Bobby Broom, who is a jazz guitarist who's been around for apparently 30 years. I didn't realize he'd been playing that long. He has a CD out this year called Upper West Side Story. If you like the guitar music of Wes Montgomery or Grant Green, you'll love this. He's a veteran of the New York jazz scene. He's fantastic. Upper West Side Story, Bobby Broom. That has to be my official number 8.
Okay.
My unofficial number 8 is Carter Sampson, Mockingbird Sing.
It's a local album.
Yes. She's Okie-born, but Fayetteville-based. I did not discover that it was released, actually. She did a Kickstarter thing where people kicked in money. It was released 11-11-11. Now, a lot of us were doing something else that day. It's the day Crystal Bridges opened. So I knew of Carter Sampson. I had seen her live before, but I didn't buy the CD till early 2012 and fell in love with it. I'll never forget where I first heard the song that's, I think, the third cut on the CD, and it's called Sanctuary. I was coming down Mount Sequoia. I could see Old Main in the horizon, and I just said, what is this song? This is great. Carter Sampson, it's a 2011 release. I think you should pick it up in 2013 if you don't have it. Mockingbird Sing, my number 8.
Excellent. My number 8, that's the Avett Brothers with The Carpenter. And, you know, again, with Kyle, people who know me shouldn't be surprised that the Avett Brothers made this list. And, you know, I saw them twice this calendar year. I saw them once at Wakarusa. I saw them once at the Arkansas Music Pavilion. And it's one of those records that I listened to a million times in preparation for those concerts. In, you know, as I sat around at home, I think it's better than I In Love and You, which is their most previous record. It's a little bit of a return to form for them on some of their folkier, more sort of hillbilly sounds.
Well, this is a good time, since you mentioned the Avetts. This is a good time to talk about some of our favorite live shows we saw this year. Both you and I saw them twice.
That's right.
We both saw them at Wakarusa. We both saw them at the Amp. I thought the Wakarusa show was amazing. Now, I was just 10 feet away from the stage, and maybe that had something to do with it.
This is interesting. I felt like the show at the Arkansas Music Pavilion was the better of the two. It was, you know, I went with a similar crowd both times. Mm-hmm. Maybe it was a set list. Maybe it was the atmosphere, and again, you know, I liked The Carpenter. They played a lot of songs from The Carpenter the second time around, and I really felt like that was a wonderful show.
So, what other live shows did you see this year that left a mark?
Well, you know, some of the things that at that same festival ground where we see Wakarusa, that's where they also have the Harvest Festival, and there were a couple. My, in fact, the shows that I would consider my top two of the year were there. One is the Punch Brothers. Mm-hmm. Just a tremendous show. They played a lot from their newest album, but they played some bizarre cover songs. You know, they played the band. They played a Strokes song. They played a Radiohead song. It was just remarkable. Second, and this was actually on the same day, which is one of those amazing things that a festival will do. There was a set by a group called Delta Ray, which, if you don't know Delta Ray, you should listen to their album as well.
But from what I understand about the show you're about to talk about, it was even different than what you'll hear on the record.
Exactly, because it's both for Wakarusa and for Harvest Fest, there were storms, and the power went out during the middle of their set. They stopped what they were doing just for a second to grab acoustic instruments and essentially picked up mid-song, walked into the crowd, and played a couple hits that, or, you know, what they would consider hits. They played the song Bottom of the River, and then they played a cover of Fleetwood Mac's The Chain, which is a song that I like already. It was just a tremendous, tremendous moment. It's something you'd never see, and for them to just sort of pick up in the middle of it, it was wild. A couple other shows that I really liked. I saw the first of the two Glenn Campbell farewell shows at the Walton Arts Center.
How was that?
It was amazing.
Yeah.
It was brilliant. You know, there's something, you know, he doesn't remember that he's on stage sometimes, and I don't say that lightly. He's suffering.
He's battling Alzheimer's.
He's battling Alzheimer's, but you know, when the chords start and it's time for him to sing, he knows every lyric for the same reason that you and I can sing songs on the radio that we
right.
hear. We just know those. I have a couple Radiohead song or shows on my list. I saw them twice in the span of 3 days in St. Louis and in Kansas City. My favorite local show was a Kiss tribute show at the Lightbulb Club.
Okay.
It was a bunch of local guys, Brian Abel, Jason Rich, a couple guys who play in some local bands. They put together a one-night-only Kiss tribute show. It was only 45 minutes long, but it was so much fun, and they loved it. And to see how much fun they had, you know, I talked to one of them. He made a pair of moon boots, essentially, and he took like 7 pairs of flip-flops and taped them together.
So he could be about 6 inches off the, yes.
So he could have shoes with that kind of heel. It was just wonderful. The Lumineers at Wakarusa, seeing a band that would later end up getting a couple Grammy nominations from like you said, at, you know, at Avery Brothers distance, 10 feet away
right.
from these guys with 50 people. And there was a wild, wild show by Andy Frasco at Tanglewood where people were dancing on the tables. I've never seen, I don't think,
Literally dancing.
Absolutely dancing on the tables. What about your shows?
I saw Don Williams at Walton Arts Center.
I saw that one, too. It's on my list as well.
And the thing about it, Don Williams is of an age, maybe around 70. You know, his biggest chart days were back in the 70s and 80s. And sometimes you see a legend, and you don't expect the voice to be as strong, just because age, Sinatra in the end, but you were seeing Sinatra. I was going to see Don Williams for the first time. I love Don Williams. Not only is the voice still there, I think it's better than it's ever been. He sounded better, and this is saying something for Don Williams. He sounded better than he did on his CDs. It was a warm night. He didn't talk to the crowd much, but when he did, it was genuine affection. It was a spontaneous standing ovation at one point in the middle of the show. It was a wonderful, wonderful program.
Wonderful night. I was there too, and I agree.
Superstars, organic food and foreign cars. I don't believe the price of gold, the certainty of growing old, that right is right and left is wrong, that north and south can't get along, that east is east and west is west, and being first is always best. But I believe in
this is a New Year's Eve edition of Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellums with Kevin Kinder from Northwest Arkansas Newspapers in the Anthony and Susan Hoy News Studio. We're counting down our favorite CDs of 2012. Our countdown will continue in just a moment.
Well, I don't believe that heaven waits for only those who congregate. I like to think of God as love. He's down below, he's up above. He's watching people everywhere. He knows who does and doesn't care. And I'm an ordinary man. Sometimes I wonder who I am, but I believe in love. I believe in music. I believe in magic. And I believe in you.
That brings us back to our countdown, number 7. And for me, it's Mumford & Sons' Battle. I think it is almost as strong as that last CD, which you might not agree with, because you really love that CD, not because you didn't like this one. This, I remember, this came out in the summer, maybe late spring, summer, warm weather. And this doesn't happen that often anymore, but I heard 3 or 4 different cars the week after it came out, blasting it. It used to be like the Stones would come out with an album and everybody had it, whether, you know, of any age. And that just doesn't happen that much anymore. But it seemed like a lot of people bought this one, and it was perfect for blasting out of your car stereo.
My number seven is Alabama Shakes, a record called Boys and Girls. It's Roadhouse Rock, a little bit of attitude. It's a straight-ahead rock and roll revival, and it's really good. They're an Alabama band, as you might guess from the name. It came out earlier this year, and it's rock and roll.
Number six for me is an Arkansas-born artist. She grew up in California. She's played at Eureka Springs before, and hopefully she will play somewhere around here. Iris DeMent, the CD came out in late fall called Sing the Delta. If you know Iris DeMent's voice, it seems to be you love it or hate it. I love it. I think it's the voice of an angel. Very, very Delta, very twangy. And these are old songs, and not songs of the Delta that you know by heart already. She went and discovered some that I had never heard of.
Excellent.
Iris DeMent, Sing the Delta. It's wonderful. Six.
He's a little bit of a departure for me, but I credit my girlfriend for dropping this one in my lap. It's a really wonderful album. It's by a group called the Minor Birds, and the album is Generals. It's essentially it's a one woman outfit. She has a band that backs her, but it's her name is Laura Burhan. She's she was in Bright Eyes touring band. It's a little bit politically motivated. It's a part called Arms. It's got some sweet moments. It's a little bit folk. It's a little bit, you know, there's some tribal drums. It's just a really sort of sassy and sexy album.
And you think
Mina Birds. The album is Generals.
All right, that brings us to number five. My number five this year is an artist that I have followed for a long time. And when I first heard this album this year, I was indifferent. And every time I listened to it afterward, I really began to like it to where it's now one of my five favorite of the year, Cat Power, and the CD is called Sun. It's a departure for her, and it's her first original for a while. She'd kind of done some cover stuff, and she's enigmatic and not for everyone's taste. I get it, but Cat Power, Sun, a little bit more, I don't know, aggressive on this CD.
I have to go back and listen to it. I had the same reaction you did, but I guess I didn't give it enough time. And I do really like Cat Power. So, and I can actually say a little bit more of the same about my number five, in that I listened to this album a couple times earlier in the year when it came out. Somebody that I followed in his various bands for a long time, and I started listening to it again. It's a wild album, and it's Jack White's Blunderbuss. I'm a huge Jack White fan. I was lucky enough to see the White Stripes before they called it quits. And he is, in my opinion, America's greatest rock star. That doesn't necessarily mean he's the world's best guitar player or the greatest vocalist in terms of being this sort of stereotypical rock star with women, and he's the man. And this is a really wild record. But, you know, he's got backing vocalist, and then there's songs like Love Interrupted, which are just wonderful modern rock radio hits.
I want love to roll me over slowly, stick a knife inside me and twist it all around. I want love to grab my fingers gently, slam them in a doorway, put my face into the ground. I want love to murder my own mother and take her off to somewhere like hell or up above. And I want love to change my friends to enemies, change my friends to enemies, show me how it's all my fault. I won't let love disrupt, corrupt, or interrupt me. I won't let love disrupt, corrupt, or interrupt me. Yeah, I won't let love disrupt, corrupt, or interrupt me.
My number four is Jack White, Blunderbuss.
There we go.
I tried to see him at Kane's Ballroom in Tulsa, which reminds me, when we're talking about live shows, I saw the Pixies reunite in Oklahoma City, and that would be at the top for me. I tried to see Jack White because he was at Kane's twice in 2012, but the tickets sell out.
You can't get them.
Literally in minutes.
Right.
The first one within 10 minutes, so you couldn't get on. I will agree with your assessment that he is the epitome of rock star. In 2011, he contributed a song to a Hank Williams tribute. It was songs that Hank Williams had written but never recorded. It's one of the three or four best Hank Williams recorded songs ever, and I know what I'm saying there. Jack White can do anything.
My number four is a band that I mentioned a moment ago, and that's the Lumineers. That album, it's poppy, it's folk, you know, it sort of fits into the Mumford & Sons, Avett Brothers crowd. But I listen to that album more than I listen to any other album on this list. It's just a really fun sort of rallying cry, and I think for a lot of people the hits of the summer was Ho Hey, and I actually just looked up on Billboard, that song is still charting. It's remarkable what that song has done.
Well, we've got each of our top three coming up. We've shared only one so far, but before we go to our top three, I'm going to ask you about a guilty pleasure.
Okay.
Was there something that came out this year that it might be a little bit sheepish to have someone walk into your apartment and say, wait, you're listening to that?
You know, for an entire album, I can't really find that. But I have a couple singles that I listen to a lot.
Singles are great for guilty pleasures.
Now, this is an album that actually got some critical acclaim, but I loved Fun's We Are Young.
See, I did too, and I almost thought of that as my guilty pleasure, but then it was on so many other top 10 lists, I thought, well, I don't know if that's a guilty pleasure. But I agree, that is a fun album. But I'm pretty sure I might not be listening to it 3 years from now.
Give me a second, I need to get my story straight. My friends are in the bathroom getting higher than the Empire State. My lover, she is waiting for me just across the bar. My seat's been taken by some sunglasses asking about a scar. And I know I gave it to you months ago. I know you're trying to forget, but between the drinks and subtle things, the holes in my apologies, you know, I'm trying hard to take it back. So if by the time the bar closes and you feel like falling down, I'll carry you home tonight.
I'm with the same way on Fun. That album, or that song specifically, just hit in a hurry, and I listened to it a million times, and it ended up on a bunch of playlists that I wrote. And then, you know, I've listened to that album, and I reviewed it in with the idea that I might put it on my best of list, and I just don't think it's there. But that was a great song. And
yes.
Yes. Call Me Maybe. I listened to a million times.
Well,
It was everywhere you went.
It was. And I came to it, as I do sometimes with pop songs, just because I don't hear that. I came to it later than others, so a lot of people were tired by the time I got to it. But then I fell in love with it. But I have to admit, by mid-November, all right. But that's what a good pop song like that should do. It should wear out its welcome eventually.
And you know, I even went as far as to listen to all the goofy remixes. There was one that was done by The Roots that was brilliant. I listened to that song a lot.
I don't think either of those are really something that you have to hang your head in.
Okay.
Mine, and this surprises me more than anything, Lionel Richie this year put out a CD that was some of the songs he did as a solo artist. And I've never been a huge Lionel Richie fan. I've never disliked him, but he's just kind of been there.
Sure.
But he did them in Nashville style with a lot of guests, and it was called Tuskegee. Lionel Richie was born in Tuskegee, grew up there, was a country music fan. If you had told me that I would like, I mean, really like a Lionel Richie country album, I don't know. I didn't mind it. I kind of liked it.
Okay.
I know it sounds funny, but I just can't stand the pain. Girl, I'm leaving you tomorrow. Seems to me, girl, you know I've done all I can.
Lionel Richie from his 2012 CD, Tuskegee. One of the biggest surprises for me. This is a special New Year's Eve edition of Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellums. With me is Kevin Kinder from Northwest Arkansas Newspapers. We're counting down our favorite CDs of 2012. In just a moment, we'll have our top three selections each for the year. This is Ozarks at Large.
So easy. I'm easy like Sunday morning. Sing it for me, Willie.
Why in the world would anybody want to put chains on me? I paid my dues to make it. Everybody wants me to be what they want me to be. But I'm not happy when I try to fake it. That's why I'm easy.
All right, our top three. My number three is, gosh, it's kind of the opposite Lionel Richie. Kendrick Lamar. He's a rapper. And there are reasons that you would see this at first and go, I don't know. There's a 12-minute rap, right? On what planet does that sound not self-indulgent? But it's fantastic. You know, it's the title of the CD is Good Kid, Mad City, or is it Good Kid, M-A-A-D City?
I don't know.
Every track has explicit lyrics. I mean, there are many reasons why you might shy away from this, but I couldn't stop listening to it. I bought it, I don't know, October, maybe, and put it in and instantly liked it. It's a long CD, but here's the thing I really like about it. It's intended to be heard from start to finish. It's not necessarily a concept, but Kendrick Lamar put this together to be heard not as 12 or 13 separate songs, but as a single work. And I was floored by it. It's my number three, Kendrick Lamar, Good Kid, Mad City.
Number three for me is a pretty far stray away from some of these other albums I have on my list. And that's an album by Passion Pit called Gossamer. Mm-hmm. And I am a big Passion Pit fan. And it's really a dance pop record. It is based on a live rock band instrumentation, but it's to say it's anything but a dance record is foolish. And I think that it's, you know, it's really frenetic, it's really busy, but it's so much fun. And I think it even picks up a little bit more context, knowing that the lead singer canceled a lot of tour dates right around the time that the album dropped because he announced he needed to go battle bipolar disorder. Mm. He took some time off, came back, did some tour, was recently in Kansas City. Passion Pit, Gossamer.
My second favorite album of the year, I have to thank Jason Sewell, who is an actor and director and all-around talented fellow in this area. I ran into him at Common Grounds early in the year, and we started talking, because he's a runner, and I mentioned that I someday wanted to run the Reykjavik Marathon, and then explained that I'm inexplicably obsessed with Iceland. And he said, have you heard this band of Men and Monsters?
I know where you're headed, yeah.
And I said, no. Their CD, My Head is an Animal. And while I do tend, you know, Sugar Cubes, Bjork, Sigur Rós, I've always liked Icelandic. These guys were different than what I had heard before of my preconceived idea. And then you start listening, of Men and Monsters, My Head is an Animal is a fantastic CD.
I like it a lot, too, and it was closely outside of my honorable mention list.
Hmm.
Yeah.
I thought for sure you would have it on there too.
I didn't. It didn't make it. And and I like that record a lot. The song Little Talks is
fantastic.
Is a fantastic song.
The stars creak as you sleep, it's keeping me awake.
It's the house telling you to close your eyes.
Some days I can't even trust myself.
It's killing me to see this way. Cause though the truth may vary, this ship will carry our bodies safe to shore.
Hey!
be over, buried with our past.
We used to play outside when we were young and full of life and full of love.
Some days I feel like I'm wrong when I am right.
Your mind is playing tricks on you, my dear. Though the truth may vary, this
there's a group at the Farmers Market called Farmers and the Markets.
Yes.
They do a really
yes, they do.
Cute, wonderful cover of that song.
Yes, they do. Yes, they do.
So it was sort of an underground hit of the summer.
I would also say, since you brought up Farmer and the Markets, best use of a glockenspiel anyway.
Yeah, they're
I
good.
Love them. If you haven't seen them, go to Farmer's Market. Well,
next summer or next spring.
I don't know if
they're
at the winter market or not, but they're fantastic. Okay, so that of Men and Monsters, My Head is an Animal, that's my number two. Your number two?
My number two is an album by the Japan Droids called Celebration Rock.
You tried to get me into this.
I tried. It didn't take, did it?
Well, I don't mind it, but it wouldn't be anywhere near my top 10, and that's okay.
It's a rock and roll record.
It is.
It's a drum and guitar duo from Canada. They've been doing this since about 2006, and you know it's a little bit brash. It begins and ends with fireworks. It's meant to be sort of a party rock record.
It is a great party record.
And it was one of those albums that every time I listened to it, it put me in a really good mood.
All right, we both have yet to talk about our favorite CD of 2012. Before we do that, I wanted you to come up with a wish list of reasonably, who would you like to see come to our region? Fort Smith, Northwest Arkansas, Wakarusa, right, this
sure.
area, not excluding Canes and excluding Kansas City, St. Louis, Dallas. So, you know, Paul McCartney's not going to come here. U2's not going to come here.
That's
so,
too bad.
And no, none of these, well, I'd like to see, you know, Miles Davis and Jimi Hendrix play together. They're dead. That doesn't count. So I came up with a couple. Originally, I had Lumineers on there, but I didn't realize that I missed them at Wakarusa.
That's right.
And that's my big regret of 2012. My wish list, I want Los Lobos to come here.
Okay.
I think they would fit nicely in Walton Arts Center. I don't know how much they cost, and I don't know how many other people feel as strongly about Los Lobos in this area as I do, but they're at the top of my list of people I've never seen. I'd love to see. I think they'd be great for Walton Arts Center. And if possible, for the Roots Festival, because they've knocked out of the park 2 years ago.
They really have.
Guy Clark, Dave Grisman, John Prine. It'd be nice if Chris Christopherson.
Wouldn't that be?
Headline.
Oh, wow.
That would, and I don't know if he's ever played Northwest Arkansas.
I don't know either.
But Los Lobos, Chris Christopherson, and then the others, people I've got on my list, I wouldn't mind any of them coming.
I think I was thinking for the Amp, because both of these sort of fit the indie rock mid-sized show demographic, and one of those would be Jack White, I think. I think it would be, you know, he may not want to do it. He knows he can sell out Canes, and as we mentioned, he did it in minutes.
Twice.
He doesn't have to play any venue he doesn't want, and whether he would tour that size of venue is yet to be seen, but I'd love to see Jack White roar through some of the White Stripes song, and wow. Another one that I think would be an amazing show, and she's been touring, I think a Florence and the Machine show would be Ooh. Tremendous. If she released, I guess that was last year that she released an album called Celebrations, but that sort of stage show and that presence, I got to see a minute of her at Bonnaroo last year, which was far too little time to spend with her.
I missed the band by a night at Jazz Fest. They were the very first night, and I didn't get there till the second night. And everyone who had been that first night said it was amazing.
Yeah.
Okay, well. So. All right, local promoters.
That's
told you our
You're on notice.
That's right. That's Florence and the Machine. The band Kevin Kinder from Northwest Arkansas Newspapers would love to see at the Amp in 2013. And in just a moment, Kevin and I will both reveal our favorite CDs of 2012 on this special New Year's Eve edition of Ozarks at Large. My number one CD of 2012, you've already mentioned it, The Lumineers.
Okay.
You said it was the most listened to CD for you this
Absolutely.
Year.
Absolutely.
Same here. And one thing that I think is very interesting is everyone I know who heard the CD really liked it. And I'm always surprised because I thought I had discovered this little sort of unknown gem, but it turns out no. They're selling quite well, and they're kind of the sort of hip band alike, but you understand why, because they're great.
They're great, you know, and I know for a fact that your co-host, Antoinette, is a
yes.
huge Lumineers fan.
Yes.
I've been trying to do it right. I've been living a lonely life. I've been sleeping here instead. I've been sleeping in my bed. I've been sleeping in my bed. So show me family, all the blood that I will bleed. I don't know where I belong. I don't know.
It's a wonderful album. It was amazing to see them. And you sort of saw that building. That album had been out for just 6 weeks maybe. And we were at Wakarusa and they were there. And everyone who was there sang every lyric that they had and repeated it right back to them. And there were only 50 people there. So you knew that there was this kinship already. And it
sounds great.
It was a great show.
All right, your number one?
This is one that I just recently discovered, and it actually came out in October. But it reminds me so much of the Beatles, frankly. It's a psychedelic rock album. It's by a group called Tame Impala, and the album itself is called Lonerism. Songs like It Feels Like We Only Go Backwards. It's this sort of Sgt. Pepper's era sort of flighty rock and roll record, but it you know, it's not without its flaws, but I just can't quit listening to it. And, you know, I worry that some of that is a recency thing because I just picked it up 3 weeks ago, but man, I've listened to it every day since then.
Again, it is.
It is Tame Impala's Lonerism.
We're going to have both of our lists on that OzarksAtLarge.com today. I should also say, for 2012, special thanks to University of Arkansas Programs for getting the Flaming Lips.
Yeah, that was incredible.
It was. You were on the floor, weren't you?
For part of the time. Okay. I took some photos from the floor and then walked myself up to my seat.
Because I was in a chair back, and I think the experience would have even been better if I was in the middle of the floor, because those folks were having a lot of fun. But,
yeah.
But you know, they delivered, and it was a heck of a show, and everyone had a great time. So I don't know if I'd call it a risky show to put them on, but it was announced kind of late, and it was a Sunday night. It was kind of a mellow crowd, but thanks so much for getting the Flaming Lips to Fayetteville finally.
It was great, yes.
Any other final thoughts on 2012?
I thought it was a good year.
I did too. All right. Put it down. 365 days from now, we'll do 2013.
Excellent. I'm glad to do this every year.
And you can find out more about music in Northwest Arkansas at Kevin's blog, which is?
Which is nwatunedin.com.
Reviews. You'll be the first to know about shows, opinions, all sorts of things.
That's right.
Thank you, Kevin.
Thank you, Kyle.
Kevin Kinder covers music for Northwest Arkansas newspapers, and his annual selection of his favorite music from each year can also be found at the end of every year inside Northwest Arkansas newspaper editions and at his blog, nwatunedin.com. You can see his list and mine at our website, ozarksatlarge.com. Just look for today's show, December 31st, 2012. Tomorrow on Ozarks at Large, Kevin Phillips, longtime commentator for NPR programs such as All Things Considered and Morning Edition, historian and author, discusses his latest book, 1775, A Good Year for Revolution. Plus, John Holmans, executive editor of New York Magazine, talks to me about his first ever book, What's a Dog For? The Surprising History, Science, Philosophy, and Politics of Man's Best Friend. Those conversations and more on tomorrow's edition, January 1st, 2013, of Ozarks at Large. KUAF would like to say thank you to our listeners. Your financial support has made 2012 a great year. Still time to make your tax-deductible gift to KUAF this year, a few hours anyway. You can donate online at supportkuaf.com. Thank you, and happy holidays. The Fayetteville Public Library and the Sisterhood of the Traveling Pen will present a series of six 90-minute interactive workshops geared toward beginning to intermediate writers, both fiction and nonfiction, beginning January 8th at 6 p.m. You can register by calling 856-7250. Workshop topics include creating a sense of place, defining point of view, interviewing your character, thawing writer's freeze, and more. For more information, owfi.org. OzarkWritersLeague.org or NWAWriters.org. This is KUAF 91.3 FM, Fayetteville, Fort Smith, Rogers, Van Buren. I'm Kyle Kellum. Thanks so much for listening. Another brand new edition of Ozarks at Large tomorrow at noon. Have a safe and pleasant New Year's Eve. Thank you.